It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Around here in Texas. Heath, where's Heath?
Heath, Texas.
Your ledger.
Got it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
For any ski boat, poontang boat, or wave runner at Just for Fun Watercraft Rental.
What was that, one boat?
What did I say?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Triple fake Markle Fitz. Markle Fitz?
Markle Fitz?
Markle Fitz. Mark Spitz with us yesterday here.
Oh, wait a second. Stop the show.
No, we already stopped. We already stopped it.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Let's get it back going again.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Another Friday, another e-break. But this is a special training camp e-break. We'll give you three candidates. I guess you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. And candidate number one comes to us from the Morning Muser Show. We had Corby on with us on Monday. We were talking about our big golf bet payoff. And as Gordon was talking to Corby, he used what I thought was a Corby-like exaggeration. The problem is I couldn't say the word exaggeration and had to bail out.
You know, I have a theory that Corby will be the longest lived of all ticket members.
Because he laughs the most.
Yeah, because he, you know, he's in shape. He keeps himself in shape. But also, he laughs a lot. And they say that's great for your health to be a person who laughs a lot. And your grandfather was like 160 when he died.
He was 161.
Corby-like exaggeration. What?
What? What just happened there?
I don't know. I couldn't talk.
Huh.
Man, I could not talk. And I wasn't going to try it a third time. What?
So drunk there.
I do.
Let's go, cookie.
All right, let's hear that full Mama Bear one more time.
You know, I have a theory that Corby will be the longest lived of all ticket members.
Because he laughs the most.
Yeah, because he, you know, he's in shape. He keeps himself in shape. But also, he laughs a lot. And they say that's great for your health to be a person who laughs a lot. And your grandfather was like 160 when he died.
Mm-hmm. He was 161.
Corby-like exaggeration. What?
What? What just happened there?
I don't know. I couldn't talk.
Huh.
What's that sound like? Isolated? What? It's never good when you stop yourself with a what. All right, so I'm up for an e-break. So is our traffic chick known as Becca. Sweet, sweet Becca. Who was trying to say Walton Walker, and I think she was influenced by Ty Walkoff.
In Irving, Loop 12, Walton Walker, northbound at Shady Grove. Road work is slowing you down from I-30.
That sounds exactly like the I'm Ty Walker.
I'm Ty Walker.
Walton Walker.
This is the Fozzie Bear's catchphrase, too. Waka, waka.
Walton Walker.
Maybe play the full one, and right after she says it, throw in the Ty Walker.
In Irving, Loop 12, Walton Walker, northbound at Shady Grove. Road work is slowing you down from I-30.
I'm Ty Walker.
Walton Walker.
Walker.
Man,
we're stuck on that one.
Well, we are.
All right, so there is Becca up for an e-break. And then there's Corby, who was talking about the transportation of trophies back from Africa. Trophy animals, I guess, would be one way to say it. Bringing back a lion's head or whatnot after the Cecil controversy. And he stumbled into a really, really bad word, and it shocked us all.
American Airlines said effective immediately, we will no longer transport buffalo, elephant, leopard, lion, or rhino trophies. Now, that leaves out a lot of things, like zebra.
Puma.
Kudu.
Whoa!
Good in the world!
God!
They still transport that.
No.
I don't think it's guys-only flights.
Man.
My goodness. What is going on with you?
Got a big old cookie.
In a matter of speaking, yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
What were you trying to say?
Well, I said
the P word?
No. I was going to say kudu again and then make a point about them because you had hunted them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was going to say, I don't know.
Did what? You combine kudu and hunt?
Mm-hmm. I must have.
Man. That was really shocking.
Once again, that's the word that catches most people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why.
I don't know either, but it's really shocking when it happens. And we don't have to listen to the whole thing again, but just listen to right after he said it, and you tell me, does Corby get jumped on by his on-air brothers, both here at training camp and back at the studio in Dallas?
American Airlines said immediately, effective immediately, we will no longer transport buffalo, elephant, leopard, lion, or rhino trophies. Now, that leaves out a lot of things, like zebra.
Puma.
Kudu.
Whoa! Good in the world!
God!
They still transport that.
No.
I don't think it's guys-only flights.
So you had seven people. You had the four of us, the three of us here, Gordo, Junior, and myself, along with Mike. Then you had Danny. I heard Ty's voice in there, too. Jumping on him, so it's like seven or eight people.
And then you get Mino throwing this in.
And a big old cookie.
And Mino throwing that in.
I don't think that makes Corby any different from any of us. We all get jumped on as soon as there's a mistake. The way they jump on Mike.
Oh, I know.
Good Lord, the way Norm's crew jumps on him.
I know. That's usually like three people, though. Here's like seven or eight in a just a mishmash of sound after Corby said that. So those are your three candidates, Giorgio, Becca, or Corby. 888-787-1310. Let's do this right. Yeah, hi.
That'll work this week.
I always have hope. I always have hope. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, y'all. Clay Cooley here. I want to vote for the next Budweiser ticket, George Dunham.
The next what?
I don't know.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Users, this is Satam Singh, second round draft pick for your Dallas Mavericks and accomplished tennis player. I would like to vote for Corby. Thank you, Corrigan.
Okay.
Thank you, Satnam.
Satnam Singh phoning in there. Hi, you're on ticket AM and FM.
I'll have legs in the air, backslash.
She is sweet. We love Becca. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for George and his exaggerated erection.
Okay. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio voting in the emergency break of the week.
Good day, mate.
Hey.
The Bee Gees are from Australia. Did you know that?
Okay.
And I'd like to give Gordon a kudu head.
Okay. I guess that's the Corby vote there.
I didn't understand most of that.
I didn't either.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yes, my ears aren't through bleeding out. Can you run a quick traffic spot?
What? I don't know. I guess traffic makes his ears bleed. We don't appreciate that, sir. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
You do the jitterbug. You do the jitterbug.
Stop it. I just gotten that out of my head.
Into my heart. In my soul, sky high.
High when the loving starts. You do some other stuff and then you go.
Make it fun.
Well, you said you weren't going to sing with him.
I couldn't help it. It's catchy.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's transvaginal mesh.
Okay. Not up, sir. Not up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Yes, hello. Users, hey. This is Mosquito Steve. How are you? 901 bites, 902. I'd like to vote responsibly with feeling weak, anemic. 903 bites.
Okay. Okay, he's done.
We did not just witness the demise of Mosquito Steve to malaria.
That was an imposter.
He's doing very well.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Junior, this is Tomcat Fleming. I will vote for Corby.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote very responsibly for Corby Davidson.
There you go.
Now that,
there you go, buddy.
That is a vote.
That's how you phone only, into a radio station and vote.
Only because we cut him off. That's why. He's about to
say something. Hello, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Corby and Vaginal Touch Swarmborn.
Oh, man, we almost made it. We have a winner. Mm-hmm. Corby wins the e-break, and we almost made it through.
American Airlines said effective immediately, we will no longer transport buffalo, elephant, leopard, lion, or rhino trophies. Now, that leaves out a lot of things, like zebra.
Puma.
Kudu.
Whoa! Good in the world!
God!
They still transport that.
No.
I don't think it's guys only flights.
Goodness. What is going on with you?
And a big old cookie.
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Oh, man.
What were you trying to say?
Well, I said kudu.
The P word?
No. I was going to say kudu again and then make a point about them because you had hunted them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was going to say, I don't know.
Did you combine kudu and hunt?
Mm-hmm. I must have.
All right, so how many is that for Corbin?
It's back-to-back wins for the Dolphin.
Oh, that's right. He won last week.
That's right.
How many all-time?
41 all-time. He's two behind Junior.
All right, Corby.
What a flipper.
The Dolphin wins again. 807.